Good morning, everyone. This is Victoria from When the Ancients Speak. This morning, we are going to be speaking with a spiritual being from the collective, and his name is Imesh. Now, Imesh is a very colorful character, and you will see what I'm saying when we start interviewing with Imesh. And he's also decided that he would like to be more active on our spirit airwaves. And he's going to be talking about fashion and behavior within certain groups. But I think you'll enjoy the conversation with Imesh.
Oh, hello, Victoria. This is Imesh, and I was just busy playing with my hair, running my hands through it, and I thought it was absolutely wonderful today. You know, it's good for your hair if you don't wash it for a day or two. I'm not saying be stinky nasty or nothing like that, but all of those over-the-counter things, you know, that you use on your hair, they really strip the oil out. It's a major problem.
Good morning, Imesh. So this morning, we'd already talked about what we want to discuss. And one of the things that I would like you to tell people about is your store that you own in the spirit realm.
Okay, everyone's going to think we're absolutely loons, aren't they? Well, I'm here to tell you that, you know, spiritual beings that exist in different dimensions are very much like you. There are people, you know, that view you as spirits, view you as these powerful beings because you can connect to the spirit realm with that beautiful third eye that you have. But in this world, you have stores and shops and things like that. Well, in different dimensions, we have the same thing, only they're more energetic constructs, you know. And we have a society and people, and we vote and we do things and we create beautiful things that are made out of energy that can flow and look realistic and that simulate things from this world into ours, and there are other types of worlds like this.
Yes, Imesh and I, sometimes he will watch some of my chick flicks that the boys in this family don't like, but the female spirits will come and gather in my bedroom and we'll sit and watch movies. One movie that we have all decided that we like was Under the Tuscan Sun.
Oh my goodness.
I know. Under the Tuscan Sun with Diane Lane, and it's a story about a woman who gets her life back, but when she finally meets a guy, she has ladybugs. So tell us about the ladybug store, Imesh.
Well, it was an amazing inspiration. You know, we're very much grounded beings, and we believe in exchanging things of value. We can create spiritual constructs, as we call them. These are objects and devices that exist in the spirit realm, but may not necessarily exist in what you consider to be the physical realm. Well, there are thousands of us that come together and form entire places the same way that perhaps people traveling hundreds of years ago would move to an area and build themselves a wonderful home and would start farming the land and all of those kind of things. And Victoria, it's just wonderful what we did. We've been creating different types of stores that are very similar to what takes place in this world. Now, I know probably a lot of people won't believe this, and quite frankly, I really don't care. But I'm here to tell you that it's true. Whether or not you believe it, I guess, is up to you. But there are actually beings like me that are unique. I'm more of a female than a male. I've always loved the female essence and energy, and I've always tried to project it through multiple lives that I've had when I've come down to the earth and lived here. My last life was lived as a female, and I really enjoyed that essence, so I took it with me into the spirit realm. I know you may find this hard to believe, but I'm sort of a male spirit trapped in a female body. Oh my goodness!
Yes,
Victoria.
Yes, he
I'm
is.
Out of a spiritual closet.
Oh, he is. He is a male spirit trapped in a female body. And Imesh also has some opinions about Milo and transsexualism. Do you want to give us that opinion?
Well, I have to tell you, I've been around a lot longer than Milo. I thought I was the first Milo, and then Milo came along. And everybody either loves or hates him. But I just wanted to show you that, you know, it's okay to be gay in today's society. There's nothing wrong with it. Unless you have the wrong opinions, apparently, then everybody hates you. But what's with all the hate? Can't we just all get along? I mean, who was that black guy who said that?
Yes.
You know, can't we just all get along? Oh my goodness, I used the word black. I should have said African-American. Oh, I'm so confused. These terms are crazy. Can't we just be people when we're alive and good spiritual beings when we're not? Hmm.
Exactly. Imesh also has a lot of experience when it comes to making shoes and clothing, and part of having his own store, which by the way was called Ladybugs based on the movie, when she Diane Lane finally found a man and she had a relationship with him, she was happy. She got lots of ladybugs.
Oh, well, you know, that's what I'm trying to tell people. You have to find that one motivational power in your life. You know, you came back to this planet. You chose to come here. It wasn't my choice. It wasn't God's choice, as they say. It was your choice. You chose to came here. To come here. And when you came, you were supposed to be inspired to do something. Not sit around and watch TV or do nothing with your life. You're supposed to contribute. You're supposed to make things better for other people. That's the essence of true spirituality.
Thank you. Yes, he's right. Because, you know, we all come back to this planet to learn. And that's something that religious doctrine hasn't taught you yet. And it's something that the alien people, the alien species that are watching our planet, wants you to know. That our Earth is a proving ground. It is a proving ground for humans and aliens alike. And you come here to learn something that you take with you when you pass away. And if you don't get it right this time, you've got to come back and do it again. And some of us have been doing this for a long time because we still don't get the whole essence of why we're here. And humanity must rise against this control mechanism that is going on right now. Because if we are to be considered by the Galactic Empire as a species that can be worked with, so far we've just shown how brutal we can be on this Earth. But if we want to be taken seriously by other alien species in the Galactic Empire, we need to change our ways. And the best way we can do that is to start looking from within. Wouldn't you agree, Imesh?
Baby, that's all I've got sometimes, is looking within. You know, there's so many crazy things going on, and I'm constantly telling those around me, you know, we need to find a better way to connect with people. As spirits, everyone's so afraid of us because religion has told you we're evil and bad and all these terrible things, which are not true, and well, maybe on the reptilian side. And there are dark spirits that walk the earth, of course.
Yes.
But you have to be attuned to them, and you have to give over your power to them. That's why your government's been doing all these things. It tries to suppress you, tries to remove your belief in spirituality, and shatter it into all these other different beliefs and all these other different lies that get people all fed up, and they don't know, so they don't believe anything, and then you're perfect when you don't believe anything, because that's where they want you. When you don't believe anything, then you'll probably believe anything that someone else tells you. But it's important that you have your own values and that you have your own ability to see beyond these things. Oh my goodness, Victoria, this is easy peasy, but these people are so confused because they're surrounded by liars.
And that's the whole point of it. You know, once I was told by some of the beings of the collective that it's done by design, that it is a lie within a lie within a lie. And there is like multiple lies going on within the government so that you never know the truth. And it's happening with the media. And they tell multiple lies to cover up some of the bad things that they know is actually happening. And, you know, I mean, it's becoming to the point where people are so frustrated now. And they just don't want to believe anything they're told because this is what they've done to us by design. And I do want to tell you that while you may not believe that there is an almighty presence in the universe, he exists, and so do a lot of other of his children. Earthlings are not the only ones that live in the universe. And to think that way, because religion told you to think that way, is ignorant. It's totally ignorant to believe that we are the only species in a universe so vast that we can't even count how many planets there are, that humans are the only ones that exist? Really?
Well, you know, I mean, your own NASA has been so discredited that they finally had to come out and admit, well, yes, here's seven of the closest planets, just 40 light years away. I know it sounds like a lot, but people, there's advanced technology that's coming. Let me let you in on a little secret that I know, because I'm connected to the spirit realm. Your president is about to reveal the fact that there are aliens on this planet, and that they've been coming here for a long time. And we have a lot of advanced technology. Your government calls it disruptive technology. Yeah, it would disrupt you. It would let you live an extra couple of hundred years. It would cure you of any disease. They already have cures for everything. If you have diabetes, they have a shot, baby. They give you a shot and it goes away. If you have cancer, 98% cure rate with what they have. They need to release it all, and that's how you're going to become a superpower, people. That's my prediction. Believe it. Take it to the bank. Oh my goodness, when advanced technology comes out, invest in it. My goodness, they're going to be giving you things like anti-gravity technology. You'll be able to fly through the sky. They're going to release things that will allow you to have psionic control. It's going to be amazing, Victoria, and it's going to be very fashionable. And I love to talk about it on Spirit Airwaves.
Yes, I know. Imesh and I are really good friends, and I understand Imesh a lot. We have connections. I had a lot of friends in the 80s and early 90s that were part of the gay community in Sydney, so I have a lot of friends that are very similar in behavior to Imesh, and so I understand where he's coming from. And I just wanted to let people know that our government has been suppressing this information and this technology for over 50 years. We should have been further along than what we are at this point in human history, guys.
Oh, and I wanted to talk about something really beautiful. Do you remember in that movie, The Hunger Games, when that girl would do pirouettes and spin in circles, and her dresses just were beautiful.
On fire?
On fire.
Yes.
Catching fire.
Yeah.
It was actually a name of the... Well, this technology exists, people. It's out there. You're about 40, 50 years behind the eight ball, because all of these evil, evil banksters types have been sitting on this technology, and some of it was extracted from aliens. You know, for example, Kevlar is a great example.
Yes.
They stole that from a flight suit off of a gray. They have special flight suits that are very, very form-fitting and just smokingly hot. And they protect you. Oh my goodness, you don't need to walk around like one of those big inflated balloons. You know, that's how the spacesuits work nowadays. But they got stuff that fits you perfectly, keeps your body healthy and alive. There's so many wonderful things that are about to come out, people. And if you don't believe any of this, you just wait and see. The advanced technology is about to be released. And that's why all these globalist types?
Yes.
Are just freaking out, because they thought they would sit on all of this and sell small bits of it to everybody through your pharmaceuticals and the shots and all the poisons that they're pushing into you. They want to keep you sick, so you have to keep paying them. Aren't they wonderful? They own everything as it is now. I think it's time for people to rise up and tell them to go to hell. And believe me, that's about to happen.
Yes, it is. Anish was telling me that the clothing that...
Oh my God, Anish, she's so hot.
Anish is so hot, Imesh says. But anyway, the technology that he was telling me they have in their clothing, it just falls off their body, and it folds up, and it automatically is ready for the next time you use it. He also told me that when they get sick, they use crystals. Now, if there is a disease, say, for instance, let me just throw something out there, like...
Cancer.
Yes, if some alien has some kind of cancer and they need a treatment for it, he sends out a emergency message through the international broadcasting system that they have, and somebody who has that crystal can trade with them, and he can be healed. Now, I know that this sounds remarkable, but it has been around for thousands of years.
Millions, dear.
Millions.
Millions.
Imesh is telling me in millions of years. This is why alien beings don't get sick and why they live very long lives.
And baby, they record everything, let me tell you. And here's the best part. Oh gosh, there was a movie, I think it was in the 80s, I can't remember, the Dreamscape, was it? Where they would actually record their dreams. And then other people could play those dreams, and they would experience everything that happened, the feelings, emotions. It was amazing. Well, but baby, that technology's been around for millions of years. They carry little crystals around. If someone's sick, they make them tap into the crystal, and the crystal overwrites a healthy body. It's amazing the things that advanced technology will do for you, and it's about to come out. So I'm telling you, regardless of what you think about the different presidents that have been around, they've all been controlled, except for this one, although he's working with some of the Greys, and he knows about Antarctica, and his plans are to reveal all of this, including Nibiru and Planet X, and all that stuff's coming out. Oh, isn't it wonderful the truth is finally here?
Yes, it is wonderful, and I know that's why a lot of you guys want to speak now, is because for many years, it wasn't the right time for us to talk. And I know that, you know, we have done interviews in the past with other spiritual beings from the collective, the neutrals, the aliens. But what's happening now is that you guys see the actual writing on the wall and you say, now's time for us to speak. And we're going to tell you some truths that may blow your mind, but they're not truths that most people don't already know about. These are things that are coming out, and how NASA has covered it up, how our government has covered it up, and how it's time for humanity to get out of kindergarten and rise to the next level.
I know, isn't it amazing? I mean, all of the wonderful things that will be available to you, even just the life extension technology and the curatives, means that people are going to live many more healthy, happy years. Don't you deserve that? Well, a lot of your elites are doing this, although they only have the basic concepts that they're allowed to use. But when you actually get to the point to where you'll be able to rewrite your DNA and restore the missing factors that allow you to regenerate, can you imagine if someone lopped off your arm? You could grow another arm. It would be amazing. These are the kind of things that have been talked about, and other technologies have been released, ways to suppress earthquakes. Well, they're playing around with the opposite, you know. And most of these beings, when they come here in these ships that they have, they take energy from hot plasma. They can actually pull energy from the sun or the center of the earth. A lot of them like those volcanic areas because they can dive into these and suck energy and leave. I mean, we've all seen the videos. I mean, many of you have. People, it's real. It's really happening. Now is the time.
Yes, you know, Anish tells me that for everything that a child ever imagined, like, you know, fairies, pixies, all these kinds of fantastical creatures, unicorns, they already exist somewhere else in the universe. And this is why human beings are so special, is because our actual fantasy and our memories can be used by other alien beings to create planets that are lifelike, and that they represent who we are as not just a species, but our technology and our minds.
Let me explain it to you in a simple way that perhaps, okay, let's pretend you're a hamster. I don't want to get sick with this, you know, I'm not into that stuff, but let's pretend you're a hamster and you're in a pet store, okay? The hamsters have been alive for a few weeks. They think that everything is within this little glass container that they're in, what do you call them? They're like a big fish tank. They stuff all the hamsters
yes.
in, and they're rolling around having
yes.
fun. And then a human comes along, reaches in and grabs one and takes him, and he disappears. And then they take him home, and they make a new environment for him. Well, this is exactly what aliens are here to do, sweetheart. And even though there's a galactic restriction, they can't come here and take us because we're like children. We're supposed to be, we're actually being created and farmed, because when the pole shift comes, they're going to take a lot of us and seed us across the universe in other places that, well, some of us already exist. Humans have been scattered like seed upon the ground.
Yes.
Some
yes.
will take root, some will not. But your main resource is this planet, and that's why they're so interested in us and look at our DNA and to do all these experiments on us, because we are their crop.
That's true. You know, I've also been told by Anish that there are a few clones of myself in the universe, and I know that that sounds incredible, but if you think about it, and with the type of technology that is available in the universe, there are probably clones of all human beings that currently exist somewhere else in another dimensional part of the universe.
And that's why your government has been so interested in biometrics.
Yes.
And why they want to take your blood all the time and your fingerprints and everything else. They're keeping detailed records on the genetics and DNA and how the reptilian race has been trying to turn you from assets in the universe that will be used by all alien species into essentially cattle and food. That's what you're being turned into, people. I'm very sorry. I know it's horrible. But most of them want to eat you. They're pedophiles. They take over the bodies of politicians and important people, police and FBI and CIA. And most of them are highly infiltrated. And they're dark and demonic and evil, and they want to hide in the earth. And they've been building all these bunkers because they want to kill most of you and keep the rest of you as cattle.
Yeah, I know that sounds amazing, but I did write a blog a couple of months ago that, you know, Walmart centers were set up originally before Trump got in as president. They were going to be set up as distribution centers for aliens to come and shop for human beings. And I know that this just blows people's mind, and it did when I was first told this, but I want you to understand, we are like little microbes in a petri dish. And if you look at the way a petri dish is, it's a small container where they grow fungus and things like that. And we experiment with that fungus to find, curatives for disease. That's what human beings are to some of these species. And the reptilians that live on this planet, along with some of the clone greys, are very nasty races of aliens that do not want us to go further. They want to keep us as a food source and something that they can have as a commodity to sell off. And it is the Anunnaki who are saying, I don't think so. We created that race and you're not doing that anymore.
But I'd like to leave everybody on a good note. You know, if you manage to move away from the coast like Chattel was telling everybody, baby, there's going to be some upheaval and it's coming. And if you live in the cities, I'm telling you right now, you may want to go hide out in the country so you'll miss most of this. But you better be at least a mile in the air, sweetheart. I'm sorry, I don't know any other way to say it. How else do we tell people this? They'll think we're absolutely mad. Well, I'm sure they do now. They probably think we're crazy. I don't care, though, Victoria. I want to warn these people. Please, please, move away from the coasts. Move as high as you can find. You want to be at least 1,000 feet or more into the air, maybe as close as 2,000 feet in the air. Baby, there's going to be some horrible things going on as Nibiru gets closer. Oh, all the earthquakes are going on. You guys listen to that nice man, Dutch Sense, sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Is he a hottie or what? Oh, my goodness. Oh, he's married, though. But anyhow, I just wanted to say, you know, he talks about earthquakes all the time, and they're trying to discredit him and all of your supposed leaders and your scientists and intellectual people. They've all been bought off. Do you understand? They wave $1 million in their face and they'll shut up. Wouldn't you for a little while? Oh my goodness, can you imagine the shopping you could do on $1 million? But but anyhow, you shouldn't betray your own people and country and the world. All of these things are about to happen. It's going to get really bad, sweetheart. So I'm telling all of you, please move away from the coasts. Find a high ground. All of this is taking place over the next few months. All of it's coming out.
Yeah, I know. We have been warning for months. But, you know, unfortunately, human beings have this gene that Anish said was almost impossible to remove. And it's that stubborn gene where we refuse to listen to the warnings because
I think they're crazy.
Because we think people are crazy.
They think we're fruitcake.
And they've been programmed not to believe it, so they don't. And so they look at you and they make fun of you and say, oh, you're just crazy. This poor girl, she needs help. I've heard all this for years, people, okay? You can call me crazy, demented, whatever you wish. But I have given information to the world. I 6 years ago, I predicted this whole situation between Russia and China because you guys told me about it. We also talked about the Middle East, not to take your eyes off the Middle East. Well, look what's happened because, you know, people were not aware of what the former government was doing. They created mayhem and murder, death, and destruction while we turned our backs.
Oh, yes, and they did it all because they know the only way to consolidate power is to destroy things. And then when people scream out that they want it to stop, then they create their own solution to these things. I've heard you say it before, problem, reaction, solution. The government creates the problem. They gauge the reaction, and when it's at its worst, they step in with their solution, and their solution is always bringing people together and consolidating their power and removing people's freedoms, which is the exact opposite of what the galactic empire, as they call it, and what the spiritual realm wants. The spiritual realm wants clarity, truth, honesty, and knowledge. And if you can use these things, and if you can focus them, you can see through this. You were designed to see through lies. That's why people inherently know if they're being lied to or not.
It's true. I know when I'm being lied to now, and although I've had some visitors who have tried to persuade my influence, I have always known what was a lie and what was truth, because I trust my instincts, and that is something that human beings have great power over. Their instincts are a warning sign that something's not quite right. Unfortunately, most of us have been dumbed down to the point that we don't even know that we have such great power inside of us. Do you know that if there were a group of people all working together for the same reason, if we just use one word like peace, and we put all of our energy into that, and there were millions of us doing that across the globe, we could actually lift the negative energy that is surrounding our planet right now. And that is something the globalists will never tell you. They'll always keep you in those confined spaces of religion and politics, which is what is killing our Earth. We are at like 26 minutes here, Imesh. I think we're going to wrap it up and say goodbye. Would you like to say anything more?
Well, I just want everyone to know that when the advanced technology begins to get released, I want you to think of how you can apply it fashionably in your life and how it can make you look beautiful. For example, let's say you're in your 70s and now you can get a shot and you'll look like you're in your 40s, sweetheart. They've got it. They've had it for years, and a lot of your elites get it if they're good and betray everybody. Well, I'm saying when it finally comes out, hoorah, line up. Oh, baby, you talk about collagen shots and all the other things that can make your lips nice and sweet. Oh, my goodness, can you imagine when they finally release the advanced technology?
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful, and you're all in line for some of this, but you got to fight for it. You're going to have to stand up against these evil people. It's good versus evil right now, sweetheart. It doesn't matter what color you are, what your sexuality is. I don't care if you're a transphobic evil human being. You can be turned back if you would just give in to it. Except for those that have gone the pedophilia route, it's going to be almost impossible for them.
Yeah.
You need to start cleaning them out, too. They're bad, bad beings.
Yeah, they are. They're very bad beings. You know, to think that humans are on the lunch menu, I mean, really? That's what they think about children. And I'm just going to tell you quickly why children are being consumed. Because when a child is born, they come into this life with no memory of what they did before, but they come with pure energy. It is the most pure source that they can find to destroy and to consume. And so they eat children, they molest them, they control them, and by doing this, they teach children that they can never rise above a certain level. So most of the children that are being used through the pedophilia network have been dominated so that they will never rise to know how powerful they really are, and why we are asking everybody to protect your child.
And I'll give you one more revelation that shouldn't really be a revelation. Almost all of the Hollywood types that people love and cherish have all been put through this program called MK Ultra. I think you can look that up and see.
Yes.
But most people know about that, but they only want people they can control.
Yes.
So all the glamour and glitz is all based on sex and pedophilia. And all of the top directors of these forms of propaganda are all involved. And I'm saying this to all of you, boy, if you want to clean up your government and your society, go after the pedophiles. They're all connected. That's their litmus test, as I've heard say, that's how they determine whether or not you're on their side.
That's true. If we want this corruption gone in our government and in our industry, we just need to go after the pedophiles. And that's what they're terrified of right now, is because the Justice Department has a whole list of people that are going to be pulled before Congress and explain their actions very soon. And so, of course, they have to cause mayhem and destruction in this country to try and vanish and disappear so that you're not aware of what they're doing. These evil people are trying to get into the bunkers before Nibiru comes and live down in their bunkers. Oh, they've been doing these bunkers for about 30 odd years, but you see, the average person doesn't get to go down there because they're not controlled elites. So what they're doing is they're creating this mayhem as an illusion, so that you're so distracted as to what is happening on Earth that while your back is turned, they, like cowards, run into the bunkers. And that is the truth, people. I'm sorry you may not like to hear these things, but this
yes,
is...
Yes, and your tax money paid for all of it. Let me say this final word. Look, we want you to leave with the truth and the knowledge, but for many, many years, they've been stealing all of your money and your best creations and shelving them and using them only for them, and they want this world to be completely and utterly destroyed, and they will reemerge and have this new evil utopia. With just a few of you kept as basically pets and cattle.
Yes.
They were going to reduce the population of this planet down to virtually nothing. They may have even destroyed the entire planet, and they still may. Some of them still have access to some pretty bad things. So I'm just going to tell everybody, you've got to find your own ladybug moment.
Yes.
You've truly got to find what really motivates you, and then stick to that. And then if you do, you can lead the future for those of us that will survive, for those of us that are alive now on this planet. I have many friends like Victoria that are alive on this planet, and I speak to them frequently because I want them to survive, and I want you to survive. We need you to survive. So please, think about your own ladybug moment when you can finally reach out and have lots and lots of ladybugs.
That was beautiful, Amesh. A ladybug moment.
Oh,
I love that.
Thank you. I hope so.
Well, I think we're going to finish up here. And, you're going to come back and going to do regular reports on Spirit Airways once we start that.
Yes.
And that's probably going to be in a few days now. We're getting close to the, downtime. We're discussing the kind of program we're going to put in. And I think Stephen is managing most of that, Stephen and Charles. So, yes, thank you everybody for listening in. We're going to sign off now with an interview with Amesh from When the Ancients Speak. Thank you once again.